You're listening to the MLB At The Plate podcast, presented by National Car Rental. Go national, go like a pro. We're giving you the best content from each postseason edition of MLB At The Plate. Now, here are your hosts, Holden Kushner and Steve Lyons.
Welcome into the MLB At The Plate playoff podcast. Alongside Steve Lyons, I'm Holden Kushner. The Dodgers, one win away from advancing the World Series, representing the National League after they take out the Cubs 6-1. On the other side of things, the Yankees storm back from a four-run deficit to beat the Astros. And now that series in the American League tied at 2 apiece. But, Psycho, I'm looking here at the Dodgers. They wipe out the Cubs tonight. And for me, a couple things going on here. The Cubs' offense have scored 4 runs so far through the first 3 games of this series. And then the Dodgers' bullpen finally gave up a hit, but they've given up absolutely nothing through 9 innings now. So a lot working against the Cubs, and you got to think the Dodgers are moving on in this one.
Well, yeah, it's getting more and more obvious. I mean, I think we always knew that the Cubs this year were not the team that they were last year, and the Dodgers were a better team. So it's a rematch there, and we're seeing what's happening here. Bottom line is, I just can't believe the exuberance I heard out of Charlie Steiner on that Taylor home run. That was out of control right there. But, but I mean, hey, you look at what the Dodgers are doing right now. Their bullpen, which, all due respect, really was not a strength during the season. Certainly when you hand the ball to Kenley Jansen, it's a strength. The guy's an animal. He's one of the best in the game. Lights out when you give it to him. But they had trouble getting to him many, many times this year. Yu Darvish goes out. Yu Darvish is really the wild card for the Dodgers because, you know, when he first got there, you know, he was expendable by Texas because he was having some issues. He came to the Dodgers. He was having mechanical issues. And then they straightened him out. Took him about 5-6 starts. They straightened him out. Now he's golden. And now you have a weapon. And he's your number 3 starter? Come on. I take Yu Darvish as my number 3 starter all day long.
Yeah, 81 pitches. Let's talk about this for a second because I'm going, why are you pulling Yu Darvish? I know this bullpen is amazing for the Dodgers. I get it, but is that where we are now? You throw 81 pitches, we're not even bothering sending our starter deep. We have to make sure our bullpen gets some work in. What's going on here in the playoffs anymore, Steve? Because 81 pitches for one of the game's best pitcher, I'd like to see him go out and at least finish the 7th inning. Come on.
I know. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I think they're still worried about future starts. I mean, you have Yu Darvish go out there, he throws a great game, you have a nice lead, you conserve him a little bit because you know he's going to go out there for what? 2 more times, right? If they get to the World Series, you're going to see him once, and then guess what? If they close this down early, he's going to start early in the series and then come back late. So he's got 2 more starts that they have to worry about. And the other thing, and I'm not saying that Dave Roberts is doing this because he's doing it far less than any other manager that I've seen in the playoffs so far. We talk about the panic effect. Everyone panics. We got our closer in there in the 8th every night. We got guys, we have starters coming in relief appearances that they've never done in their lifetime. What's going on? Come on. We saw it work a year ago. That doesn't mean it's going to work every year.
Well, listen, Dave Roberts was really the first one last year that started going to his bullpen early and using his closer for multiple innings. Kenley Jansen was the guy.
Yeah, you're right. He was one. We saw Cleveland do it. We saw
everybody
do it. And
then Francona. Yep. And I think, you know, Roberts got it going, and wow, you know, they're keeping on right now. It's just not stopping. It doesn't stop.
But it's backfired. This year it has not worked. This year is it really more times than not, these guys doing things that they wouldn't ordinarily do in the regular season has backfired on them. We saw it with Giles tonight. I mean, they got him in too early. He got blasted. You know, we've seen it too many times so far this postseason where we've put guys in positions that they're not normally in. And we saw it a lot last year, and it kind of worked out for a bunch of guys, a bunch of teams. This year it has not.
Well, I'll tell you, these Dodgers are something else. They are the most complete team in the playoffs to this point.
You don't like the Houston Astros?
I love the Astros. You see Astros' bullpen tonight?
Yeah, it wasn't so good.
Not good.
Well, we put guys in situations they're not supposed to be in.
Unfortunately, that's where the Astros are right now. But speaking of the Dodgers and the Cubs, here's the deal. Darvish, Six and a third, gave up a run, struck out seven.
He's Watson, out of there. He's gone. He's done. Toast. You've had enough, my friend.
They're not giving up runs. Morrow with another shutout. And this guy has been remarkable. Kenley Jansen shut things down. You know it's done once you get to the eighth inning. If Kenley has to come in and get you six outs, and it's going to happen. And, man, for the Cubs, Joe Maddon, been hard on Joe Maddon, and deservedly so. Listen, some of these moves, he didn't even have Wade Davis up in that last game.
Yeah, he wasn't even at the ballpark, I guess.
This could at least be a 2-1 series deficit, even with the offensive struggles of the Cubs, but they just aren't built right. Psycho, they're not built right. Montgomery has been getting shelled. Edwards, he's been very, very uneven. They got to roll Rondon out there. This bullpen's just not giving them a chance. And, again, you're down three games to Love. We've seen the Red Sox do it one time. It's not happening. This is over. The only question is it done in four? Is it done in five or maybe six? And I think it probably – the Cubs get put out of their misery tomorrow night.
Well, you know, maybe they find a way to win one and then you move on and see what happens. But, and you're right. I mean, I think you can point the finger at Maddon a lot in this playoff series, but you also have to try to understand what's he going to do. Like we all say, well, shoot, you know, you're not making the right moves. Well, what's he got in his bullpen right now that can get guys out? You know, so you can point to him and say you're not doing the right thing, but you also have to say, if I was the manager, who would I go to in this situation? So I'm not so sure he's not putting the right guys in, but bottom line, they aren't getting it done. And you talked about before, I can hear the disdain in your voice, HK. I know when you and I haven't worked together that much, but I understand when you're a little unhappy. You wanted Yu Darvish to go a little bit deeper into the game. And
yes.
I get it. Yeah, he was pitching great, and I get it. And I love the way he's turned things around. But at the end of the day, you just said, hey, when is this Dodger bullpen going to give up anything? When are they going to give up any runs? They don't give up runs. Well, you know, that's what Doc is looking at, too. He's like, what the heck? All of a sudden, I have the best bullpen in baseball. Why wouldn't I go to them?
Yeah, why wouldn't you go to them? I guess that's what the answer
is anything.
Now. You know, Kershaw's only got to go 4.5 or 4 1/3. Maybe 5.
Kershaw's going 8. Are you kidding me?
He doesn't need to. They'll just turn it over to their bullpen. So right now I'm looking at the Dodgers. I'm saying this is the most complete team in the playoffs right now. And we can move on to the American League side here in just a second. But a few other things. The Cubs bullpen, we could get into that right now. Let's do Throw Like a Pro, presented by National Car Rental, because it is about the bullpens for me. It's been a tale of two bullpens. So right now it's time to throw like a pro.
It's time for Throw Like a Pro, presented by National Car Rental. This is where we take a moment to spotlight individuals, key late game situations, or entire bullpens to open up for discussion. Go National, go like a pro.
All right, so let's dig a little deeper into this here, Steve. The Cubs bullpen walked four of the first 10 batters they faced tonight. 23 walks in 8 playoff games. And it's just been a complete debacle. Now, it's easy to be rough on Joe Maddon because there have been some head-scratching moves. But what's his options down there in a bullpen at this point? He should have used Wade Davis in game number 2.
No doubt.
But who else are you going to go to? Carl Edwards can't get it out. Montgomery can't get it out. These guys were – he was put in a bad situation to start the playoffs because the bullpen is thin.
Well, remember, Wade Davis had a 7-out save, right? That was in the division series, right? And then he had 2 days off, and you figure he's ready to go. But maybe he wasn't ready to go. We don't know that. You know, and Madden's not one of those guys that's going to say, you know what, Davis isn't available. He's not going to say that. But he didn't use him, so maybe he wasn't available. So there's your one problem. He's used Densing. That didn't work out too good. Edwards has been sporadic at best. Montgomery's been getting lit. You talked about Rondon. I mean, who else does he have out there?
Well, here's the deal. I think you and I were working right when the series ended, and that's exactly what you're saying, that he had to go out there and he used Wade Davis, and he brought Wade Davis in way too early.
7 outs.
Completely backfired, and that it was going to burn him in the NLCS, and it's burning him right now. So that move back in the division series is affecting them, but the rest of the guys in his bullpen are not producing.
So
and
let me ask you about that. The Wade Davis, the 7-out save. What do you think? Do you think maybe is there a possibility that nobody's saying anything about it, but he wasn't available?
No, he wasn't available. I don't think there's any question. And even Madden said he didn't want to get him up. You know,
no, he needed three days after that?
I think to this point, it's still affecting him. So he went and he did that. Madden put himself in a bad situation because he shouldn't have had to rely on Wade Davis for 7 outs.
But he did.
And there's no doubt about it. He was out. And J.P. Arencibia, who I was working with last night, he was texting back and forth with Davis. And Davis basically said that he was very, in a very nice way, I could say this, he was very tired after that 7-out save, okay? He was spent, and I still think he's spent. So now you look at Edwards Jr., who has not been able to get consistent outs. Last outing, or even this outing, walking a couple tonight. Last series, he was shaky, gave up the grand slam to Michael A. Taylor. So there's some issues with Edwards. Montgomery, again, a second outing where he got hammered, and then Rondon is putting runners on base too. There really doesn't look like a solid option for Madden to go to. And on the other side of things, you got the best bullpen left in the playoffs. I really wish we could have seen an Indians-Dodgers World Series because I think those are the two most complete teams. But you know what? The Yankees upset the Indians, so I'm not going to see it. Let's talk about the Dodgers bullpen. 9 innings, no runs given up. As a matter of fact, the Cubs were 0-29 against the Dodgers bullpen coming into the 9th inning of game number 3. Watson again holds. Brandon Morrow, who's battled diabetes, has not been able to stay healthy. The Dodgers put him in a bullpen. He made the team. Boom. This guy's been their most important arm in a bullpen besides for Kenley Jansen. Everything's going the Dodgers' way right now, and his bullpen's been shut down too. And you can't say the same thing about the Astros and the Cubs right now. You can say that about the Dodgers.
Okay, but let's don't get out over your skis too far right now because, let's face it, the Dodgers' bullpen has been excellent, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe for the most part because it kept Pedro Baez out of there. he had some scuffled outings, and they're like, so far he hasn't been in there and everything's been good. But bottom line is, at what point do you credit the Dodger bullpen with being really, really good? And the simple fact that you and I both know right now that the Cubs offense is anemic. They can't hit water if they fall out of a boat right now. They are terrible. So does it matter who you throw out there right now? Because they can't do anything.
Well, I think it matters, but you're right. Because there's only one real game that the Cubs had any offense against the Nationals. And now they've scored, 4 runs through 3 games? That's tied for the fewest through 3 games
four
in
runs.
Postseason series in Cubs four. History.
Four, yeah. Count them.
Cubs
and their history goes back way, way back.
Yeah, the Cubs have been around since the Nina, the Pinta, and Santa Maria. All right, they've been around for a long, long time.
And they haven't won since then.
One time. Forget about last year.
After
already?
Last year, you know, you could go so far back. You know, you could go back to where they had like 3-finger gloves where like everything was a hit.
But this Dodgers bullpen is taking care. I'm not going to take anything away from them. The Cubs bullpen is going to be their undoing. And that, my friends, is Throw Like a Pro.
That was Throw Like a Pro, presented by National Car Rental. Go National, go like a pro.
All right, Steve, I think we come back and we'll get over to the American League side of things because this was just an absolute blowout city tonight. The Dodgers diss the Cubs 6-1. L.A. is one win away for heading back to the World Series for the first time since 1988. It's been a long, long time, and the Dodgers are cruising right now. We'll have Game 4 at Wrigley, again, a 9 o'clock Eastern time start, 8 locally, and then 6 back on the West Coast. Not to diss the Mountain Time, but Mountain Time always just gets crushed here, right? Nobody talks about Mountain Time. Not even when the Rockies win the World Series.
Does anyone care about Mountain Time?
No one talks about it. Poor Mountain Time. Those poor people. 6-1 Dodgers over the Cubs. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We will hear from Aaron Judge, and we will also dissect the Yankees' miraculous comeback tonight over the Astros and a comeback in a series where it's now tied at 2 apiece. He's Steve Lyons. I'm Holden Kushner.
You're listening to the MLB at the Plate podcast, presented by National Car Rental. Go national, go like a pro. And we'll be right back with more after this.
Stay up to date on the latest news as it happens on TuneIn.
There are 70,000 people at risk of another life-threatening situation.
From American politics to global events, get live 24/7 coverage with some of the top news media outlets in the world, including CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News Radio. And when breaking news hits, TuneIn keeps you updated with up-to-the-minute reports and analysis on the biggest stories of the day.
What a moment.
Absolutely. So let's get right to it. Here's our starting line.
Day or night, get live news coverage from around the world on TuneIn.
And now, time for more of the MLB at the Plate podcast, presented by National Car Rental. Go national, go like a pro. Now, here are your hosts, Holden Kushner and Steve Lyons.
I don't know if you could tell, but the Yankees won tonight, 6-4.
Did they?
Over the Astros. This was a huge win for these baby bombers. I think for the first time now, I think that they have a chance to win this series, because we saw it with the Cubs tonight. How about the Astros? Their bullpen just could not get an out again. They can't get the job done. They got the Giles tonight, and they're going to need Verlander and Keuchel to go very deep into these next two starts if they're going to end up winning this series.
Well, it's a good thing they have Verlander and Keuchel coming back. Bottom line is, you know, I know you're upset a little bit that they took Yu Darvish out. How about McCullers? Sterling wasn't even close with his call. It wasn't high. It was pretty deep, and it wasn't gone, of course. It was off the wall, but your man Aaron Judge had a great day. You know, it seems like, you know, he can scuffle along, and then when he does hit a home run, he completely ignites that entire offense. All of a sudden, everyone goes nuts when he starts to play well. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, he's had some ugly at-bats. He's struck out a ton. But when he does do something, he does some big damage. And, you know, you have to kind of question what kind of moves they made after that. Are you upset that McCullers was done after that double?
Yes, I just did not understand it. You know, the guy goes 6-plus innings. It was the second hit that he'd given up. You have one run, though. You gave up one run. Two hits tonight. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean,
Now we're done?
He hadn't given up anything until he was taken out. Davinsky came in, and AJ said, listen,
good.
Davinsky can get left-handed hitters. I don't care. McCullers looked great. He looked great. And they just don't have the bullpen. They don't have the bullpen, and they got through it by putting Giles in a position to just get three outs at the end of the the Keuchel game. And Verlander went so deep, they didn't even need it. And we're seeing it get exposed again. We're seeing it get exposed. Davinsky, Musgrove, these are just not guys that are going to be able to get you the outs you need in crunch time, in my estimation. I mean, I know that's who A.J. Hinch is going to go to. And it really, even on the other side for the Yankees, I thought it was a quick hook on Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray was remarkable. They still have not scored. His teams have not scored a single run for him in his 21 postseason innings.
That is unbelievable,
right?
Isn't it? I mean,
so
you talk about guys that just don't get run support. Come on, this is the ultimate.
Give up one hit through five innings, that's it. You yank him for Robertson. I know that the Yankee bullpen is terrific, but why would you not give these guys a little bit of rest heading into game number five? I mean, if you don't need to go to your bullpen, Steve, why are you going to your bullpen if you really don't need to? I don't get it.
Well,
I just don't understand it.
To me, it has been the single word that has defined these playoffs. For me, it has been panic. It's a panic situation. Guys are so worried that they're going to leave their starter in too long and it's going to come back and bite them, that they go to their bullpen so quickly, and that comes back to bite them. So it's like, come on, stick to your game plan that you've used your entire season. If you've got a starter that's out there and he's doing the job, let him continue to do the job. If you got a great bullpen, that's fine, but use your bullpen when you're supposed to use your bullpen, not when your starter is still looking pretty darn good.
Yeah, we continue to see the same theme happening time and time again. I thought both starting pitchers were lifted a bit too early tonight. Then we also had Judge homer for the second straight game. So how about this? An 1184 on-base plus slugging, 52 at-bats during the regular season. And that's on a first pitch.
Well, wait a
minute.
That's
his sixth home run on the first pitch.
Wait, he's got, 52 postseason at-bats, two home runs, a double, and 49 strikeouts. Is that what it is?
Yeah, 49,000 strikeouts. But, I mean, the guy crushes on the first pitch, and he did it once again. But I'll just go back to one more move in a bullpen for the Astros. When McCullers was taken out, though, where was Brad Peacock? Why are you not taking Brad Peacock out? Why are you not putting him in there? He's your best option, and he can go more than one inning. So again,
and we thought that he was going to start this game.
You keep saying it. You keep saying it's panic. And I feel like, and I don't know why this happens, but these guys are panicking. Everybody but Dave Roberts. I mean, Dave Roberts, I don't agree with the Darvish decision, but every move that he's making has been working out. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he's been staying consistent with what he's doing. Madden, sometimes it doesn't even make any rhyme or reason why he's doing things.
And it's backfired a lot.
I think he has his own process, but it doesn't seem to work. And I still feel like his players bailed him out winning World Series last year. This year, AJ Hinch, there's a couple of times when you scratch your head going, what are you doing? I think the Verlander move even. The Verlander when he came out of the bullpen against the Red Sox,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a bad move.
It wasn't a good move, no, but they won that game. And then last but not least, you know, we're looking on the other side with Girardi. It was more of a question with the instant replay and why he didn't challenge that. But, again, you're right on. We're seeing these managers just – it's uncomfortable. You have to manage a different way in the playoffs. And it's surprising to me to have to say that with Joe Girardi because this guy has been a manager for so long and he's been to so many playoffs. Yeah. That's the one that baffles me more than any, Steve.
I think the tough part is that, you know, at the end of the day, and for the people that are listening to us right now, it's easy for us to sit here and second guess and say, why did you do this? Because we have the benefit of knowing that whatever you did do at the time didn't work out. I think that baseball is a funny game in the sense that rarely do we recognize that, hey, the manager put the right guy in the right situation to succeed, and the player himself screwed it up. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. But too many times in this game, we have to try to find blame. So we find blame in the manager. We never really blame the player for stinking it up. We blame the manager for putting him out there, I guess. And I think that's really, really unfair. And I think that the managers in the playoffs, they understand that their job potentially is on the line with every move that they make. So if they make a bad move or make the wrong decision or something doesn't work out, everybody, you, me, and everyone and their brother is going to be talking about it and saying he screwed up somehow. So it gets very intense to be a manager this time of the year. No question about it.
I'm sure it is, but it's like McCullers, 81 pitches. You know, just like Darvish, 81 pitches. The guy is cruising. Why? With Sonny Gray. Man, Sonny Gray had thrown 85 pitches. Sonny Gray could go more than 85 pitches. Robertson came in. He's been great this year. I get it. But it just seems like you're unnecessarily cutting these outings short.
And so, I get the Sonny Gray move, too. I understand what your beef with Sonny Gray is because, let's face it, you know, are we going to see Sonny Gray make another start? I mean, he's been very, very good. But once you get – if the Yankees get to the World Series don't you think they go with a three-man rotation?
I don't think anymore. Not after tonight. I think Gray earned himself another start.
Maybe he did, but they yanked his butt right out of there when it got hot.
I just think this is managers doing this time and time and time again, and they got their process, and I sit here with the headphones, and I start saying different things, but it just seems it seems to me like there's an epidemic managing now where you've got to be the first guy to pull your starter before something bad happens.
Yep, you are,
as opposed to
right.
Letting them work through it.
They're scared, and I get it a little bit. I mean, I've never been a manager. I wouldn't mind being a manager. I think that, you know, you and I could manage a team, and we'd look at each other and say, what should we do, Ray? Should we pull Sonny Gray out of the game right now, or is he looking pretty darn good, and, you know, our boys will eventually score some run for him? What do you think? And if you say, I think we pull Sonny Gray out of the game, maybe I agree with you, and that's what happens. But, you know, the manager at some point has to say, no, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm leaving him in there.
All right, so let's get back to the real reason why the Yankees have tied things up, and that's Aaron Judge. Again, couple hits tonight, a home run, a double, and this was Judge at the podium earlier this evening.
I'll start with Kent. You're right, Aaron. Aaron, could you walk us through the home run and then the double, in particular the double on a slider there, two strikes, just how that worked out so well?
Yeah, the home run, you know, just trying to get something up out of the plate. You know, they're throwing a lot of sliders down the zone, working that fastball down the zone, and, you know, I just, this whole series, been trying to wait and be patient and get one, you know, up in the zone I can do some damage on, and was able to do that. And then the double, you know, Giles with the arm he has, you know, up to 100 miles an hour plus and great slider. You know, I got to stay on the heater, you know, so I was looking for a heater up out of the zone. And but then once he gets to two strikes, it's time to battle, you know, just put something in play and just try to get a job done.
Other questions for Aaron? Over here, Alex.
Aaron, after the seventh inning stretch, you just fell behind 4-0. You hit the home run. What do you think changed emotionally from that?
I don't know. With our offense, you know, we're never out of a ball game. You know, we've been in that situation before where we've been down a couple of runs and down 2, 3, 4 runs. You know, it really doesn't matter with our team. You know, we're going to keep fighting, you know, keep putting out quality at bats. And, you know, that's what we did. You know, we got down, but we were able to string a couple of quality at bats in a row there and get a job done.
In the third row, Aaron.
Aaron, can you walk us through the situation in the fourth where you almost got doubled off and then took off for second there before the appeal play?
Yeah, when I stole and then once Gary hit it in the air, I didn't know if it was going to drop or not. So I was kind of out in no man's land. And running back to first base, I didn't touch second base. So I was safe at first, but they were going to peel right after that and call me out at second base. So, you know, I was going to be out no matter what. Why not try to... You know, if they make a play on me there at second base, then they can't appeal the previous play. So if I slide in there safe and they try to tag me, then they can't appeal the previous play. So that's the only option I had. So,
that's your right, Aaron. Ian?
Aaron, as you were going through the system, I'm sure you had dreams of hitting big October home runs here. Now that you've done it, how does the reality of doing it compare to the dream?
It's pretty surreal, to be honest. You know, I really haven't reflected on tonight's game yet. But as a kid, you know, I've been in that situation in my head 1,000 times. You know, through the minor leagues, you know, all your daily batting practice, your cage work, you know, I'm putting myself in that situation. You know, games on the line, big-time situation, go out there and get the job done, you know. So I've been in that situation 1,000 times, but, you know, the dream's not the same as the reality. That being out there with that crowd and that atmosphere, and it was unbelievable.
All right, so that's Aaron Judge tonight, Steve. And, yeah, we know he hit the home run and the double. The other thing, I'm glad that we listened to him talking about the play that was reviewed. And, you know, he was out at second base after a replay.
Safe at first, out at second. That's a good one.
Now, here's my issue with this, though. And I've been saying this for a long time. The fans had no idea what was going on. And I bet you when fans were leaving that game, they still had no idea what was going on with that play. Why Aaron Judge, who was ruled out at first, then ruled safe at first, but then was trying to steal second before a pitch was even thrown, and then they threw it. I mean, that was so confusing. In football, they have it. In hockey, they have it. Why can't somebody at a Major League Baseball stadium, why can't we have our PA announcers communicate with the fans and let people know what's going on? It's the one thing that really drives me nuts about the in-game experience there at a game. There's no reason to keep the fans just out of the loop. It's too confusing.
And forget about the PA announcer. It should be the crew chief on the umpiring crew.
Okay.
Should have a microphone that's connected to the PA system, and he should explain every situation that happens in a replay or a challenge situation. And it won't take any more time, because once they take the headset off and they say, guys, safe or out, as they're walking back to their position, like everyone else is doing, they explain what happens to everybody in the stands. And it's not that long. You know, bottom line, here's the play. Aaron Judge failed to re-tag second base on his way to first. He was ruled safe at first because he was, but he never re-tagged second. So on an appeal play, he would be out. Aaron Judge decided to steal second to try to preempt that play. He was out there too. So he was out, out, and out. easy to do.
Sounds like something I would be interested in hearing.
It would be fun to hear, wouldn't it?
And
it,
you seriously,
know, it just clears up everything. It doesn't make any sense not to do it.
What are you thinking if you're at that game? You have no idea what's going on. You have no idea. All you see is you see an umpire putting his headset on, getting it off, ruling safe. And then before a pitch, you see Aaron Judge just running towards second base in the pitch. You have no idea. What was Aaron Judge doing there? Was he trying to steal second? What? Who knows?
Well, you and I would figure it out. Because,
you and I would. But...
because there's enough replays where we'd say, oh, you know what? He never tagged. He never re-tagged second base on his way back. So he's going to be called out at second. But the attempted steal was odd to me. And I was like, wow, what? So they have to put the ball back in play in order to appeal the play. So he was going to try to steal second base before they could appeal that he was out at second, which would have been cool if he was safe. Then I would love to have seen what happened. But having said all of that, do you not love Aaron Judge? I love the kid. I really love what I've seen from him. He's articulate. You know, he has an answer for you. He's not flipping his bat all over the place, even though he hits a million home runs. He runs around the bases. You know, he doesn't get crazy. You know, he gives his teammates a high five when he gets back to the dugout. He has a little bit of fun, but he's not an arrogant, you know, young player who thinks the world should be given to him. I mean, he's trying to earn his keep, and he's done it.
Holden Kushner, Steve Lyons, MLB at the plate. We'll get you ready for both LCS games coming up later on today, at least if you're on the East Coast, it'll be today. We also got our home run tracker, statistically speaking. So, Steve, let's start with our best day.
Best day ever, presented by National Car Rental. Go National, go like a pro.
Two games, so we're taking one hitter and we're taking one pitcher. Should we go Chris Taylor or Aaron Judge? Who do you think we should go with at the plate?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to take Aaron Judge because I just told you how much I love him. And, you know, we went into commercial break as I said that, so you had no comment at all. I know that doesn't mean that you don't love him, but I love Aaron Judge. I love what he did today. I think he was the catalyst behind the entire comeback. As soon as he hit the home run, the entire offense woke up, and then he hits another double off the wall. The kid had a great day today. He was the reason why the Yankees won today. But an honorable mention to Taylor, because Taylor might be one of the most underrated, underknown, underappreciated players in the playoffs today.
You love Aaron Judge. I love Lamp. Let's move on to the Dodgers and their pitcher, Yu Darvish, who gets the best day ever on the mound. 6 1/3 innings, a run, 7 Ks, 81 pitches just wasn't enough for me tonight. I needed more than 81 pitches, but man, you know, they went out, they got this guy, they moved, got the move before the deadline, and he paid off tonight. I mean, in this start alone, he paid off with 6 1/3 and one run given up, because this is exactly what they needed. Kershaw, Hill, and now Darvish just shutting them down. This guy, that was a spectacular start tonight.
It was. I mean, he has turned things around. The little mechanical issue that he had, they figured out, and he's been brilliant since.
Yep, it was obviously a great move by Andrew Friedman in that front office there. 5 innings, 2 hits, and a run against Arizona, and then tonight's spectacular performance. All right, home run tracker. It'll be a real quick one.
MLB at the plate, home run tracker.
Aaron Judge, his homer went 427 feet. It was not the farthest home run of the night. It was the hardest hit home run at 112-mile-an-hour exit velo. Kyle Schwarber taking Yu Darvish deep, 408 feet. Andre Ethier's blast was 374. Chris Taylor got one up the jet stream at Wrigley, 106 exit velo, 444-foot shot. Let's look at the stats.
Statistically speaking...
Speaking of Taylor, he's the first player in baseball history to homer as an outfielder and a shortstop in the same postseason. Yu Darvish had a called strike rate of 42%, third highest percentage, and a start this season. 2 of 3 have come with the Dodgers. Yankees Gary Sanchez 0 for 13 in the ALCS before his go-ahead two-run double. And the Yankees are the fourth team to face a 2-0 series deficit in consecutive postseason series. They're the only one to tie both series at 2 apiece. All right, look at the two games here. The LCS, 5 o'clock Eastern, Astros-Yankees, series tied at 2. And I don't want to say this is a must-win for the Astros, but, you know, you got Keuchel and Verlander on the mound. Given the way their bullpen has been performing. It's not a must-win, but boy, with Keuchel and Verlander, I feel like you got to win both those games. Keuchel coming off a great start. Tanaka coming off a great start. He has been lights out at home, and now he gets his first home start here of the series. What are you thinking about this Astros-Yankees game number five?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a great one. I think it could be an instant classic. You never know. I mean, obviously, I'm very happy about the way the playoffs have kind of shaken out so far this season. I'm a little upset that the Cleveland Indians aren't in it somewhere. I thought they were the best team. You thought they were the best team in baseball. I don't think there's any question that there was many people on our side of things as far as that's concerned, but they're gone. And I like the Houston Astros now, but geez, what you've seen from the Yankees, and the Yankees have not lost a game at home in these playoffs so far. So, you know, coming back home, doing what they're doing, you know, you throw some stuff out the window when the Yankees are playing at home, because all of a sudden they're the instant favorite.
Well, Tanaka's allowed two earned runs in his last three starts. He struck out 25 in 20 innings, okay? And he had a tough luck fourth inning. And that first start, he was very good in six innings against the Astros. And then Keuchel had seven shutout innings with 10 strikeouts in game one. So he completely stymied the Yankees. Good pitching matchup. If the Yankees win this one, you know, the scene will go back to Houston then. Pressure's on the Astros. They will have Verlander on the mound, which will be a great thing, and then we'll see what happens in game number seven. But game number five is tomorrow.
Are you all worried that Verlander threw a lot of pitches in his last start and might not be as sharp this time around?
No. Are you? No. That guy's a horse.
A little bit. It's late in the year. He is a horse. He was dominant. It was crazy. But he is older. And he threw a ton of pitches, and that tends to catch up with you late in the season like it is right now. I like him. I'll take him. I want him on my team, but I'm not sure I'm going to see the same. You know, I'm not expecting to see the same performances I saw last time, but I still need him to be dominant.
He's peaking. There's no way A.J. Hinch could go to his bullpen. He's got to throw nine innings in his next start. Anyways, we got the Dodgers and Cubs, 9 Eastern, 8 locally in Chicago, 6 in L.A. So Wrigley Field could be the last game there. Game 4, Alex Wood and Jake Arrieta, the pitching matchup. The Dodgers have just owned the Cubs. Cubs offense has been stagnant. 4 runs in the first 3 games. Goodness. Arrieta, you know, took a loss in his NLDS start, but he only gave up an unearned run over 4 innings, so he didn't get deep into the game. And for Alex Wood, he went 16-3 with a 2.72 during the year. His only playoff experience is coming relief. So here you go. He's getting out there. He's going to be on the mound. Alex Wood making his first start in 3 weeks. I am fascinated to see how he performs. And, you know, if the Cubs are going to steal a game, I think this is the one they get.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one for both teams, because when you look at it, like you talked about, Alex Wood hasn't been on the mound for a long time as far as a starter, and he wasn't the same guy in the second half as he was in the first half. And when you look at Arrieta, he's not the same guy he has been in his past either. So it's kind of a toss-up.
That's it for the MLB at the Plate playoff podcast. Ryan and Dustin in the LA studio and Steve Lyons alongside me. I'm Holden Kushner, and we'll catch you mañana.
Thank you for listening to the MLB at the Plate podcast, presented by National Car Rental. Go National, go like a pro. Catch us every weeknight on TuneIn, where we take you around Major League Baseball with live listenings, analysis, player interviews, and much more. Plus, be sure to check out our other great content on TuneIn, featuring the very best in sports, music, news, and talk. On TuneIn, get caught up in the moment with more than 100,000 music stations and 5 million podcasts from around the world. Exclusive sports content, including live MLB, NFL, NBA, and NHL games, and 24/7 news coverage from CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News Radio. Tune in, your everything audio app.